Studs! 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 Studs!
All right, studs. Welcome everybody. You're listening to 97.1 Free FM. And sitting in tonight with myself, Tim Conway Jr., is Jay Kogan. Nice to see you, dude.
Nice to see you, Tim.
All right.
A pleasure as always.
Thank you very much. Now, you may have, you will definitely recognize Jay's credits here, man. This guy worked on The Simpsons the first 4 years, right?
The first four and a half years, five.
Paved the way for all the Simpsons writers.
Depends on how much action I get on The Simpsons. I say 5 years. If people think it's really great.
Right. And then Frasier worked on that as well.
Right. 10 years on Frasier.
Wow. No, look at you.
3 years on Frasier.
And what was the other one?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm
nice,
in the Middle,
no,
yeah.
No, that's the hot hot one. Hot all credit.
Right. All right. So you've run into your fair share of actresses.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Have you ever dated an actress?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
A successful one? Like one that you would...
Right. No, not success. Certainly not successful at the time that I was dating them.
Right. But yeah. Maybe had success afterwards?
Yes.
Did you ever have... Were you ever engaged to an actress?
Never.
Never?
Never. I don't know much, but I do know not to get engaged to an actress.
What's the longest relationship you ever had with an actress?
Weeks. Weeks. That's all you can
stand. Seems like eight years, though, right?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean... They're fantastic because they're very volatile, which means they're, you know, sexually charged.
Right.
But the headache that comes with that the next morning.
Right.
Frightening.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
When actresses, and I'm sure there are some people listening right now who are either married to or engaged to or dating actresses, and maybe you guys can confirm this. Yeah, or maybe you are an actress. I noticed that when dating, and I don't have like a pool of actresses I've dated. I may have dated two in my life, right? The one thing I did notice is they are somewhat bipolar, where
yes,
where if they are in a relationship with you, mm-hmm. and they're working, they don't need you at all. Their love is their work. And you come second, third, fourth, or fifth.
What about the bad day at the work?
Well, then that's when they need you. As soon as they get canceled off of a show or right. thrown out of a, you know, of a series.
Blew her line.
Yes.
Didn't get the laugh she thought she would get.
Then she comes home and she absolutely needs you.
Crying.
But here's also, I mean, so when actresses are working, they don't need you. And then when actresses are not working, they need you 24 hours a day. They need you every single second of your day.
Now, I think that's absolutely, that's pretty accurate that you're either not needed or you're needed. But I would say that 90% of the time, you are needed because 90% of the time, they're not working.
Right.
So that 10% of the time, you're grateful for that 10% right. of the time when you're not needed at all.
Right. Plus, you know, I'm married to a woman who's not an actress, and I don't have to lay 7,000 compliments on her a day because she's not an actress. But if you're dating an actress, you got to tell her every single day how great she is.
Right.
Because somebody else is going to tell her and take your place if you don't.
Which may be a good thing.
Right. And then when they're on location, they feel like no matter how long they've been married or how many kids they have, they feel that they're single.
Well, not all actresses feel that way.
A lot of them.
Well, I think, but that goes back to, and you say bipolar, I'll just say crazy. That just goes back to the crazy factor.
Right.
That people go into being actors or actresses because there's a certain need,
right.
lack.
Well, here's also a reason why you should never marry an actress. Because let's say, you know, you are married and you got a kid or two. That's like the worst. And then she does like a sex scene in a movie with a guy. And you know deep down in your heart, and your friends know that she's not a great actress. Like, she's okay.
Right.
You know, she gets by. She does a sitcom every once in a while, gets a commercial, and maybe does a play once in a while. But
right.
she's not, you know, burning up Hollywood. And then she does a sex scene with a guy, and she's fantastic. You know, she knocks it out of the park,
right,
and
sure.
everybody's complimenting her on how great she is.
Right. Calling the house.
Right. But you want to tell her, first of all, you don't want her to be on camera sleeping with a guy, even though it's fake.
Yes.
And you don't want her to become the great actress with that guy because you know then it's not acting anymore.
So you have so little faith in your actress girlfriend, in her acting ability, that
right.
you know right away that she really digs this guy.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. you've seen her work before.
Right.
Her body of work stinks.
Right.
But with him, Mm-hmm. That's what people are talking about.
Right.
How great that.
But
know.
What? Just imagine if it's Jeremy Piven, okay? Okay, who's horrible.
All right.
Okay, imagine your wife is underneath Jeremy Piven and she's acting like she's enjoying it. Don't right. you just have to hand it to her that she's actually just a good actress at that point?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's an exception.
Right.
That's an exception. But anyway, so again, what is your experience here with the dating actresses? I'm sure that a lot of people listening right now will have a tip or two and maybe save a guy's life, you know? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, when you date an actress, you also have her crazy actor friends
sure.
in your life.
Sure.
And if she's in a play or she's doing a performance, you got to go.
Yeah.
But you don't have to go once. You got to go like every night.
You got to go a lot. You got to show
like,
your support.
Right. Let's say she's at the Pantages and she's in Wicked.
Right.
All right. And she's playing, God forbid, you know, one of the dwarves.
Right. Okay.
Let's say she's playing Glenda, the Good Witch.
All right.
And you can't say to her, yeah, maybe I'll go one Saturday night. You got to go every night.
Well, you go, but you just hang out backstage. Bring a magazine. You can hang out in the dressing room, right?
You don't. But you still have to go.
Oh, you have to be there. Absolutely.
Right. You yeah. can't just say, you know, I'll meet you at home later.
You know, I think you get a pass every once in a while, but for 90% of the time, you have to go.
You have
to,
if there's 8 shows a week, you got to go 6 times.
Well, yeah, assuming that you have another job, then you can't go, and then she's dating, then she's like out in the back making love to one of the monkeys or something.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah. And also, if you're dating like a really beautiful actress, it's tough to walk around with her. I had a friend who did this who was dating a model from Europe, and she was outstanding, like just a 10 plus. I mean, just amazing. And he went up to a city walk, a Universal City Walk with her, went to the bathroom, came back, and there's 3 guys hitting on her.
Right. You have to have enormous confidence.
Yeah, but these guys, they hit on her right in front of him.
Right.
You know, they'll come up and talk to her, and he's standing, you know, like they're holding hands. And these guys will attack her.
This is why I never date. I never dated anybody like that, and I never would. I don't think. I don't know. It's too much work.
Well,
I'm not that manly. I'm not going to fight for my woman every 5 seconds.
Right. It is a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I mean,
of work.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And
then there's the crying.
Right.
About everything. That's the other thing about actresses.
Yeah, but isn't that all of them?
In the middle of making love, there's crying. In the middle of dinner, there's crying. Waking up in tears, there's just crying.
So you dated an actress who. Was it recently that you dated? I mean, like the last 10 years?
No. I've been married.
All right. You've been married how long?
Going on 11 years.
11 years. All right. So it happened somewhere in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
And she was crying every day.
About everything. And laughing hysterically, too. Bipolar, as you said. It's like things that aren't funny, laughing crazily at, crying at nothing.
Right.
You know, all kinds of horrible things. Trying to work it out on stage, and that didn't work out either.
Right. And crying when she can't even explain to you why she's crying.
Right.
Which is something I've never done.
Well,
I've never even gotten close.
Right, right. You know why you're crying. When you're crying, you know why you're
it's
crying.
It's locked off.
Right.
Anytime I'm crying, it's locked off. There's a major F up in my
right.
life. And,
right.
you know, somebody has died.
Right.
I've been hit by a car and my left arm's missing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of good reasons.
Right. Well, you know, when you're an actress, there's a lot of things that have happened to you to make you an actress that your brain has, you know, made you forget.
Right. Now, here's certain another reason.
Molestations, I'm guessing.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's another reason not to date an actress. When you have kids with them, they are so self-centered that now they think that the kids are taking away the attention that you used to give to them.
Yes, that is true. But think about that. When has there ever been a kid raised by an actress who turned out to be trouble? Has there ever been one? Just think,
well,
real hard.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're right. Wait, they've all been troubled. Right. Okay. I mistakenly.
Yeah, it really is. Gang, if you take one piece of advice away from this station in your entire life, date an actress, have a great time with her, you know, travel with her, go to Mexico, go to Napa Valley, whatever
sure.
the hell you do, but never ever marry him.
Right. And if you can arrange to not give her your home phone number,
right.
also good.
Right. Because they do have a tendency to destroy your life, and the instability that they will bring into your life will be earth-shattering. And not only will it affect you and her, but it will affect all your friends as well.
But great in bed. I mean, let's be honest. They're willing to try anything. Well, they want that same attention. They'll do anything for it.
I don't know about that. Maybe I don't know. I don't know if you know, chicks that aren't actresses aren't willing to do that as well. But
I'm just saying that the actresses, it's a lock.
Yeah, but
you want to tie someone up and dress them like a chicken? Pick an actress.
Right. But then again, when she's making love to you, you think to yourself, she's just acting. She's an actress.
But that's okay. At a given point, you're not in a full relationship. It's
right.
just an evening where
right,
you're
but
sort
I'm
of,
saying if you're in a full relationship with her, everything she does all day long, you think she's acting.
Right. Now, of course, this is a gross generalization. I happen to know
it's a
many
radical
actors
yeah, it's
and actresses who are just fine, great mothers. I'm thinking of one of my friends in particular who's married to an actress. She's a wonderful actress, great mother. However, and I play poker with this guy, every now and then there's a nude scene that comes up.
Is
and
that right?
And he begins to cringe, like, I hope she doesn't take the nude scene. I hope she doesn't take the nude scene. Please, God, don't let her take the nude scene. Because then everyone in the poker group will watch that.
Oh, yeah. You know they'll watch it.
And we'll see her naked, you know, banging some creepy, you know, who the hell knows who it is.
Right. But it's also one of the reasons why I'm scared to death that I have a daughter. You have a son, so you're cool.
Yeah.
But I have a daughter, and my daughter could end up one day, you know, smoking some crap or taking a pill, and you know, God only knows what happens. Then all of a sudden, she's doing porno.
Right.
And today, you don't even have to be a legitimate porno actress. You can have just, you know, your crazy drunk boyfriend videotape you, and you're up on YouTube. And sometimes these, or not, you know, YouTube or some of these other porno sites, and sometimes those get more hits than the actual DVDs of legitimate porno.
No, I mean, I strongly feel if you take a... if you take a naked picture, be prepared that it will show up on the internet somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's one of the fears too of having a you know a daughter that, or even you know a girlfriend or a wife who's an actress
or an attractive son, a feminine-ish attractive son.
How about that though? Maybe I'm not talking about your son, but how about your son goes into the porno business?
Yeah.
And he's in it for like a year or two. And he realizes the chicks are making a lot more dough. I can make three times as much in gay porn I can in straight porn.
Right.
How about those poker games?
There you go. That's fine.
Now, do you think your friends would see those?
Well, they have questions to answer. This is the same thing. If they know about that, then don't they have questions to answer on my account? What are you doing watching that channel? And, I think you grow to accept your kids no matter what they do. I mean, there are parents...
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Charlie Cogan, your son, becomes a big actor.
Uh-huh.
Right? And they're doing a movie, and let's say it's...
What did I do wrong, by the way, to make him an actor? What's lacking in his life?
Something happened where you were gone.
Oh,
maybe you got a disease, and you had to go to the Mayo Clinic for 2 years.
All right.
And you weren't around.
Right.
But let's say he becomes an actor, and they do Brokeback 2.
Sure.
And... ladies and gentlemen, it's in all variety of the reporter, everything. Charlie Cogan's going to be the star.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Now, do you go to the premiere with
Absolutely.
Him and sit next to him?
Sit right next to him. Not a problem.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
no problem.
Boom.
I have no problem with that whatsoever.
All right. All right,
I'm all good. I'm all good with that.
All right. If you're married or dating an actress, this is sort of like a public service that we do once in a while to give all the guys out there a heads up when it comes to this crew. And again, it's a wild generalization because I know two or three actresses who are married and who have kids who are sensational mothers and sensational wives.
Right.
They are the exception.
Right. The rule
and
is...
And I could give you the names, but if
you're,
probably not.
No. But if you're in acting, and I'm an actor. You too. We're both have dabbled and both appropriately... have huge holes in our heart that we're trying to fill by acting.
I also recognize I couldn't do it.
Yes.
Because I didn't have the desire to do it. If you don't have the desire, you're out.
Right. I recognize that I shouldn't do it, but I still could do it. At the drop of a hat, if anyone asks me to do any acting, I will do that part no matter how degrading. I'll bring my own clothes.
You will?
I will. Whatever it is. This is the part is, listen, you're going to roll through a field of sewage. And then roll and then be kicked in.
Right. All right, but let me ask you, now, you're not only an actor, but you were in California Adventure.
That's true. That's acting. That's acting.
And what was that? California?
California Adventure. I'm at the pre-show ride of Soarin' Over California.
And you could see your face when you go on that ride.
Yeah, more than absolutely. I'm a close up of me taking off mouse ears.
Okay, but you've never been on the ride.
I've never been on the ride. I've actually never seen the film. I've seen still photographs of me taken by people taking the monitor.
Have you been to California Adventure?
I was there once with my kid who was crying. I tried to get him on the ride. It was not a good day to go.
What does Disney have to do to get you on the ride?
Well, they could.
If you're in the ride.
I'm in the ride. They could pay me. They could give me a ticket. That's one thing. Instead of $60, whatever it is.
All right, gang. If you're currently dating an actress.
A ride would be nice.
Or married to one. We, again, do this for the listeners who have not gotten the message, Mr.
Siegel. And in Los Angeles, how have you not dated an actress? Yeah. Well, how have you lived? If you're in the greater Los Angeles area. How have you not run into actors and actresses?
Absolutely. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Mike here in Studio City. Mike, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Gentlemen, you drove that one down exhaustively. I thought after that call you'd switch topics. I grew up in Studio City, so all the kids I grew up with and went to school with, their parents worked in. They worked in the factory, as I like to say.
Sounds like a coal. Like what kind of factory?
Well, you
sounds
know,
like a coal mine.
We always referred to Universal, Warner Brothers, and Disney as the factory.
Right.
Because all the kids, you know, their parents were either actors, actresses, you know, either in front of or behind the camera talent. You know, that's what all the kids in the neighborhood did.
Yeah, but you have a shot at becoming a decent kid, or you know, having a decent childhood. I think if your dad or mom is in the business, but the other one is not. If they're both in the business, both actors, I think you have a small shot at having a decent childhood and a decent upbringing.
Is there any room for you in that equation? That's the problem. If mom and dad are both actors.
Well, yeah. I mean, if my mom was an actress as well, I mean, it would have been over. But her job was to stay at home and make sure, you know, the kids were raised properly.
Right.
Which she, you know, somehow forgot to do.
See, it didn't help. That did not help.
Right. But if she, you know, if she would have,
right,
you know, been around and made sure that we, you know, were raised properly, right. I think you have a shot. But the reason why, you know, I recognized early on that my mom was really not capable of mothering more than one child, and she had six.
Right.
So I pressed on and I moved in with my dad. And thank God, because I was able to see a guy every day who, you know, got up in the morning. You know, didn't sleep all day, worked his ass off, worked all day and then rode all weekend, have really enjoyed working and had a work ethic that is second to nobody in
right.
Hollywood.
Right.
And he also had, you know, ethics and treated people right. And I got to witness that every day of my life. And, you know, hopefully some of it, you know, rubs off.
And not bad at handicapping the horses.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I picked up that Jones as well, sliding out to Santa Anita. By the way, I called Santa Anita today to get a passes for April 5th. We're going out there for Derby Day. And I was talking to a guy at the ticket office, and I was like chewing gum. And I threw the gum in the toilet, and I flushed the toilet while I'm talking to the guy, right?
Right. So he naturally assumes.
So I said to the guy, I said, hey, I'm sorry. He goes, I hear that all the time. The guy's at the ticket office at Santa Anita. Every right. other call is
for
probably,
sure.
you know, the flush of a toilet.
Now, have you ever spoken to somebody while you're actually doing your business?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you wait to flush.
Yeah, you got to wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you got to wait. Or right. you got to flush and talk.
You think it covers it?
Yeah. Flush,
oh, no
talk,
way.
And walk.
No is, way. Is, they
yeah.
hear it.
Flush and talk and walk, and it's over. You're good yeah. as gold. Anyway, so I said to him, you have tickets for April 5th, and he says we're not gonna know for a little while here. We only have $5 tickets left. I don't want to sit in a $5 seat, you know. So I called the Turf Club, and the lady answered. She's very nice. And I said, hey, can I make a reservation for the Turf Club?
Right.
And she said, you got to call back April 3rd at 8:30 a.m. That's when we start taking reservations. So I called my dad, and I said, hey, Dad. You know, when you went to the Turf Club back then, you know, right. a couple of years ago, did you have to call like 2 days before? You couldn't call a week before?
Right.
And he says, no, if you were a Turf Club member, then you could call and make it a couple weeks in advance. And I'm thinking to myself, my dad and the woman at the turf club
right.
are both assuming that this idiot could never be a member of the turf club.
Right? Right.
So I said to my dad, I said, I am a member of the turf
right.
club.
Right.
And he says, well, call him back
right.
and book a table.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the lady back and I said, hey, listen, if you're a member of the turf club,
right.
can you call and make a reservation a couple right. weeks in advance? And she says, yes. And I swear to God, this happened. Right. She goes, but you have to have the member call me.
Well, I have to be honest. You're calling for the $5 seats first. What are you doing? You're a member of the turf club. What's wrong with you?
Well, because I didn't. I just forgot
What's
that I could
wrong
do
with
that?
You? You paid for the membership.
I didn't pay for it. They gave it to me.
You don't even believe you're a member of the turf club.
Because it's not a membership I bought. They gave it to me. They laid it on me.
But
anyway, April 5th is a great day out there at Santa Anita.
Is that guy still on the line? The other?
Yeah, he's. We'll pick
I wonder what his point was.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't have one. All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. If you're dating an actress, currently dating one and or living with one, a heads up.
Divorced from one?
Yeah, maybe a divorce from one or a couple, because they do seem to go in that direction. A heads up for the fellas who have never dated actresses. Perhaps you're new in town from Cleveland or Detroit. And you want to know what it's all about?
Right. What's worse, dating an actress or a stripper? Is it the same?
I think I'd rather date a stripper than an actress.
Yeah.
For a couple reasons. One is that, you know, she's
bringing home money every night. That's the main reason.
Yeah, but she can always work.
Right.
I mean, an actress, you know, they got to wait for their agent to call or their manager to
sure.
call. You know, if you got a stripper, right. you can move to any part of the right. country or the right. world and right. she could work.
But there are perks. You get into the VIP room free.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Let's say you were dating a stripper and she was really good at what she did. Mm-hmm. You could literally move you and her to Seattle. She could work and pay for the two of yous.
Right. And that happens, I believe. A lot.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If you date an actress, call us and tell us what a nightmare they are. Or perhaps you've had a decent experience with one. Who knows? 520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Jake Hogan's in tonight. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.